Audio version of Michael Leitman's blog. August 22, 2022. Developing True Love. Question: In the chain of Jewish holidays, Tabav, Day of Love, occupies a rather modest place, although, judging by the name, it is a very high holiday. What is the essence of this holiday that is hidden at the moment? Answer: Tabav, Day of Love, is a celebration of rebirth, birth, unity, and I would even say coupling of all parts of nature. Question: We see what is happening in the world today. On one hand, throughout the development of mankind, love is something important for a person. People write about love, talk about it, strive for it in some form, think that they love each other, relatives, close ones, friends, etc. On the other hand, they destroy each other and hate each other. There is such a difference of potentials. Why does this happen? Answer: Love and hate are two poles that cement any society. One is impossible without the other. Love toward people is established from the attitude of parents toward a child, especially the mother toward the child. That is why we welcome love so much, we are grateful for it, and we develop through it. But the fact is that we need to develop a completely different love, love between all people, not because a mother's love for a child exists, or a child for a mother, or between a man and a woman, and so on. Meaning, there should be an absolutely different foundation that would establish bonds of affection, friendship, love, mutual assistance, and mutual support between us, such bonds that would connect all of humanity regardless of any external signs, black, white, yellow, red, no matter what kind of a person. This is what nature requires of us. I hope we realize that this is the approach to the world we need and we will come to it. Question: Does nature give us the tools to come closer to this approach? Answer: Yes, we have enough for that. A lot is said about this in the science of Kabbalah because it is all based on creating love between people. From Kab TV's Kabbalah Express, August 5, 2022. The singularity of the Aries method. Comment: Baal HaSulam writes that the singularity of the language of the Aries that his words cannot be materialized. After all, when I read a story from the Torah, for example, I begin to imagine people, animals, some wars and events because the Torah is written in the language of branches. And when I read about Keter, Hochma, and Bina, and some kind of interaction between them, I do not have any associations, and thus I do not materialize them. My response: Yes, it is very important. In no case should we assume that the Torah speaks about our world. It speaks only about the inner world of man. And therefore it is imperative to transfer everything that we read in it into ourselves and not imagine that we see our world and everything that happens in it like in a theater. Thus, the singularity of the Aries method, compared with the method that existed thousands of years before him, is firstly the language itself, which does not allow us to materialize everything that is written. And secondly it is the method itself, where you draw upon yourself the light that builds a screen in you and allows you to objectively explore the upper world. From Kab TV's Spiritual States, August 2, 2022. Different structure of the soul. Question: Why does each nation have its own musical instrument, and each one works with notes in its own way? Where does it all come from? Answer: All nations have a different structure of the soul. There are 12 main types of souls. These are the 12 sons of Jacob, or 12 parallel ways of attaining the Creator. There is no single truth. Truth is your personal phenomenon that comes from your inner structure and the way you attain the source. You attain it in one form, another person attains it in another form, and a third person in a third form. There are only 12 main types, and then they divide more and more and more. Everyone is special. There is nothing repetitive. But there are these groups, like the perception of colors, the perception of sounds, the perception of forms. In European civilization, everything is built on coordination and symmetry. The Japanese have the opposite, they always prefer some kind of asymmetry. That is, for them this is the vision of the world that comes from the inner structure of their soul. Now the world is becoming completely round and mutually inclusive. This will be revealed very strongly in Kabbalah and will become a powerful mutual complementation. From Cab TV's I Got a Call. How does music work? February 23, 2013. The correct spiritual path. Comment: you say that on the spiritual path everyone goes through absolutely the same states. My response: but in our life everyone also goes through the same path. Nevertheless, different people go through different lives. Comment: but a person passing through spiritual states can get stuck in them for a long time. My response: it depends on their inclusion in the common system. Acceleration can only be due to external forces, by how much one participates in the work of the group and how much one receives energy from one's friends. Question: how can a person not get confused since it takes a long time to absorb something? Answer: this is none of his business. He determines nothing in this. He determines only the influence of the group on himself. If he is included in the group, gets closer to the teacher and to the ten, then by this he advances. From Cab TV's I Got a Call. The correct spiritual path. February 17, 2013. Why is it so difficult to study TESS? Comment: when you teach certain levels of the study of ten sephirot, TESS, it is hard to understand at first, but later these layers become revealed. My response: I teach very simply since I give elementary information. It is just that today people are not able to comprehend it and they do so even less than they did before. Let's say 30 years ago this information was simply understood, absorbed, studied, memorized, and used in a purely logical way. Today, egoism has grown so much that it cannot tolerate simple knowledge. It must necessarily apply it to itself, and it has become more demanding. This is good after all, as it means we are moving toward practical correction. What is interesting is that some cannot even tolerate the preface to the wisdom of Kabbalah, Tiha, not to mention the study of the Ten Sephirot. People need what they can feel, really understand, and accept. Take my lessons from 10 or 15 years ago. Look at how much I drew, the drafts I made, and whole panels. At that time I had a large board and I depicted drawings from the beginning of the creation to its end. It took 2 hours of time and with explanations and graphs. That's how we worked. But today people want only one thing: this is what I need, this is what I want to know, and how do you get it quickly? This is how egoism works. I'm not blaming anyone, I'm just saying that the ego has changed and that is why it is difficult for us to study such serious materials. Comment: I remember when you were explaining and drawing, you never seemed to reach MA and BON. I always wanted to find out what was happening after that, but you always stopped in the middle. Answer: because MA and BON are rudimentary organs of the upper system that exist in order to pass the light further. But on their own, they have no direct influence on us. That is why we do not study them. Comment: but how it affected us, on the inside. We could clearly feel some truths resonating with us, out of your explanations. They may not be as specific as mathematics, but this seems to have been erased. Answer: because you are no longer interested in it and your soul's need for it disappeared. From Cab TV's I Got a Call. Exchange of Spiritual Information. February 15, 2013. Why do we allow politicians to decide? Comment: I read an article entitled The World of the Future. There was nothing new in the beginning of the article. It concluded that all predictions about the future world boil down to robotics, that people will be completely removed from production and will receive a basic income for necessities and some form of entertainment. The predictions suggest that under such conditions each person could do whatever they wish. If you wish to study, study. If you want more income, organize a job for yourself. Freed from everyday worries, a person will be able to exercise his creativity. The totality of this paradise on earth will be made possible by 2050. The article made an interesting point that all forecasts have a fundamental flaw in that philosophers fantasize, but politicians implement. The central question in the article was, are we really going to surrender our lives to politicians? Why would we surrender our lives to politicians? Answer: we don't surrender them. They usurp them and ignore us. Question: why is it so easy for them to usurp them? These are the lives of our children and our own lives, and just like that. Is it within our power at all to stop this? Answer: it's a struggle. Such a struggle must take place in a society. It is a serious revolution. Question: why do politicians have such power that they can even decide to take a life? Answer: politicians are based on the ego of man and humanity. They are the biggest egoists. They don't even hide it, and they fight among themselves to build a purely egoistic society. They know how to lie, how to do anything. They share an understanding of how to work so as to not lose power. And even if they do lose power, it will simply pass from them to another. Question: so, you think they are cold-blooded and just putting on a show? Answer: they know it all too well, and they know just what needs to be done in order for everyone to stay in this game. Comment: and you say a revolution is still possible and there is a possible way out of this game. My response: the way out of this game is possible only through the education of society. Politicians are by no means interested in educating society. Politicians are not interested in anything, perhaps, other than that society will vote as they decide, or there will be fascism and dictatorship. Question: in what case would a revolution be possible? Will the masses organize education? What has to transpire? Answer: actually, the revolution will happen when the masses realize that there is no other way, only a clear, consistent struggle, when you will see, not hear but truly see, the actions of new politicians who will emerge, who can organize such relations in society that will result in beneficial, proper connections. Question: those are the politicians I have to side with? Answer: yes. Although, there are currently no such politicians. There was one actually, but he wasn't very successful. His name was Karl. Actually, he did make a good story. And to this day, many hide behind him. But in the end, of course, it was not based on correct historical facts. Historical facts have to be rooted in the nature of man, and the development of mankind has to be under the influence of the upper force. Question: do you think this is the main factor he did not account for? Answer: this is what's most important, the fact that there is an upper force that determines and directs the entire development of humanity. And everything should be aimed at connection with it, and all connections between people, in the end, should manifest a connection with the upper force between them. That is, the attainment of the Creator should be placed at the apex of all human activity, at the heart of all educational programs, and at the heart of all decisions and laws. In everything, personal, family, social, state, and global development. Question: when you say attaining the Creator, or nearing Him, as you like to say, should be the foundation of everything, how can you explain it to an ordinary person? How can you do that? Answer: it's quite simple. We need to be arranged in such a connection between us, all that will allow us to reveal the concealed Creator hiding between us. He wants this connection, and He is waiting for this connection in which He can reveal Himself to everyone. Question: can we rightly say that a new politician who wants to establish education is precisely the one who will lead to this good connection? And thereby he will drain power from egoistic politicians? Answer, right. He won't leave any space for them. He will have to show, prove, and explain to everyone, to all layers of society, to the nations, that this is the proper communism Karl dreamed of. Question, will this politician, this new era politician, raise people against other politicians? Or will he have no regard for them? Will this be a revolution against them? Answer, he will be grateful to everyone who opposes him because he will be able to use this opposition to show how correct his methodology is. Because it will be the truth. That is, he will not arouse hatred toward them, but on the contrary, he will be grateful to them. From CabTV's News with Dr. Michael Leitman, July 4, 2022. Everything remains in space. Question. In a situation where your words cause a student to refute them and he tries to as if win a dispute, why does it give you the opportunity to say more than if the students listen to you in a state of admiration? Answer. A person who develops a critical approach has some thoughts of his own. He does not just say, ah, nonsense. There are people who wave it off without even hearing anything. There is no point dealing with them. They lack the normal absorption of thought and the opportunity to learn. And with those who delve into my words, even if they are wrong and are deeply mistaken and hear me from a completely different angle, from a different, very distant state, I still begin to work gradually to bring them closer. He helps you express your thoughts. This is why I tolerate him. There are students who pester me. But although each of them is very opposite to the whole group, it is still worth expressing myself regarding him because this will then help individuals similar to him. I give a lesson not only for those who are here or in the world in general. The recorded video and audio lesson will be revealed later somehow. After all, what you give out into the world, what you say, what you think and feel, remains in space. Like with Baron Munchausen, then it thaws and sounds. From CabTV's I Got a Call. Criticism of Kabbalah, February 20, 2013. Michael Leitman, on Quora, what are the best ways for me to support someone? The best way to support someone is by dressing in them out of love. We need to make an image out of ourselves that the person in need would willingly accept and perceive positively. There is a saying about this in the Wisdom of Kabbalah, teach the boy according to the boy's way. That is, we need to dress in a certain image that would be closer to the person in need's character, ideals and outlook on life. And we will then be able to establish a connection with them. Through such a process of connection, we would be able to provide them with the best support possible. Based on the video, what is the best way to support someone? With Kabbalist Dr. Michael Leitman, Aaron Levi and Yale Leshtale. Written, edited by students of Kabbalist Dr. Michael Leitman.